This is Living the RV Dream, episode 126 for Friday, January 3rd, 2020.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Well, I had to re-record the intro because I said 2019, as many of us, I'm sure, are going to be saying 2019 for the next couple of days. And as satisfying as it feels to say 2020, actually 2020 feels very satisfying to say. Now we are in the roaring 20s, as they say. But in any case, hello, happy campers, fellow pelican heads, boondockers, part-timers, van dwellers. Welcome to the show. I hope you had a great New Year's Eve, and Happy New Year to all of you. It's a brand new year, brand new decade. I don't care what they say, those that say the decade doesn't start until 2021. To me, it starts today psychologically. It's the roaring 20s from now on. And I wanted to make a quick recap of the past decade. What's been the past decade for me, which has been really life-changing. Let's go back to January 2010. And I was in between day jobs at the time. I was living as a full-time musician. You know, it's not a great living, but that was pretty much probably the peak of my full-time musician career, 2010. I was playing at different clubs here and there. And I was really taking it seriously at the time. Of course, that was the year of our Alaska road trip. Actually, we flew to Alaska and then we rented a 4x4. It was a Ford Escape, if I recall correctly. And we did the Dalton Highway, which goes almost all the way to the Arctic Ocean. And I have been researching for many months, you know, as I usually do, and I still do, like northernmost city in the world, coldest city in the world, highest paved road in America, which we did a couple of years after that. But in 2010, we did the Dalton Highway, and it was a life-changing trip. I did some videos. And they are way back there in my YouTube channel. Of course, back then YouTube would only let you do 10-minute videos. They did that to deter people from doing, like, you know, like taping TV shows and, you know, copyright infringement and all that stuff. That changed eventually, but that was one of my first YouTube videos, actually on the other channel. Back then, what I had was only the music channel that I still do, Robert Morales, if you want to check some of my older videos playing at nightclubs and restaurants and stuff like that. Later during that year, by the way, that trip to Alaska, we also visited Denali National Park just for a day trip. We were staying in Fairbanks. We went to the Midnight Sun Festival in Fairbanks. And of course, anywhere north of the Arctic Circle, it never got dark, which was kind of surreal and a dream come true. And at the time, I thought, you know, this is the top. This is everything I ever wanted to do. And of course, we got to travel a lot more. Later in that year, we did another weekend trip to New York, because that's what you do. And sometimes, you know, you just want to visit the big city. We actually stayed at a hotel in Times Square, which was like a real treat. And you know, we did the usual touristy stuff. We even went to this brunch in Brooklyn, which was this like a really, really upscale place. And we just got off the plane and went to that place. That was kind of interesting. And at the end of that year, we went to Los Angeles, California. For the first time, actually, I went to Los Angeles. I visited my godmother, who lived in Santa Clarita. She still does. And we crossed the border and we went to TJ, as they call it, Tijuana, Mexico. And even at the time, even it was like supposedly really, really dangerous, and people thought we were crazy for doing that. But I mean, there's a part after you cross the border which is kind of run down, lots of homeless people, and it could be a little scary. But I mean, it's not as, I don't think it is as bad as they lead you to believe. By the way, these early videos I posted as another pseudonym. I was traveling with Robertico, which Robertico was my musician name, basically. That's how everybody who knew me as in Miami in the 2010. You know, Robert, which is Robertico, would be like the diminutive of Robert, like Bobby or Bob, as you would call it. So 2011, second year of the decade. That January, I decided to start a new YouTube channel to differentiate it from my musician channel, and I created the Traveling Robert channel, the same channel that you're subscribed to today. January 15, I think, or January 11, something like that. That's when I created it, and of course, that was the year of our first RV trip. That was the trip that we took to Sandusky, Ohio, to the Cedar Point amusement park. And this is what happened. My stepson was really, really into roller coasters and thrill rides and that kind of thing at the time. And I kind of liked it too. So we made a deal, you know, okay, we'll go to Cedar Point this summer, or it was in spring, actually. But we're going to make it an RV trip. So we rented, you know, one of those Cruise Americas with the picture of Bryce Canyon National Park on the side of the rig, and a picture of a dog in the door. And it was like a 25-footer. And, you know, it was kind of difficult to drive. Those older Class Cs are not the most pleasant drives. But we did it. And it was one of those trips that we stopped every night at a different place. We saw Savannah, Georgia. Then we went up, and we spent one night at the Walmart in Withville, Virginia. And you know, we took like 2.5-3 days to go north. Yeah, Charlotte, North Carolina. That was before Withville, Virginia. And we tried to eat at different places, like local restaurants. I remember we had bought a copy of that book. It's called Road Food, which has lists, you know, local, usually very casual diners, you know, along the different states and cities. On the way back from that trip, we actually stopped in the Smoky Mountains. We stayed at a primitive campground, which was Balsam Mountain, which I chose it because it was a mile high campground. And before that, we stayed one night in Winton Woods, which is in Cincinnati. And of course, we didn't see anything of Cincinnati. We kind of drove through Columbus, Ohio, went down to Cincinnati, and then across Kentucky. I fell in love with Kentucky just by driving on the interstate, the bluegrass area and all that. And then the Smoky Mountains. And then we spent the last night with our family in Atlanta. At the time, they were living in Lawrenceville, Georgia, which is just east of Atlanta. That was that trip. Sandusky, Ohio. Then we did another trip to New York, actually, but this was a road trip. This was in December, and that was another cool trip. You know, and in between the Alaska trips that I have already uploaded to this new channel, the Sandusky road trip, which I started uploading, and I don't think I ever finished that trip on that particular year. I re-uploaded the whole trip like a year later. The road trip to New York I did, and those videos, you know, started getting a few views. That road trip to New York, we did it in old Kia, in my car. We didn't do it in an RV. Staying at hotels, you know, we use that app, Hotel Tonight, which kind of gives you pretty good hotels for a very good price. You just have to reserve them the day off, you know, and that trip to New York, I drove in the snow for the first time, and it was really scary. But I can't believe it's been 9 years since that trip. I even drove into Bronx and Queens and went to Coney Island and yeah. By the way that December, as the year ended, I had a whole total of 28 subscribers on YouTube on that channel, and I made 37 cents on that 2011 first year. 2012. This was the year, by the way, in 2012, I got a job, another day job, which was one of the best things that happened at the time. And it also started one of the darkest periods emotionally for me. Let's say in 2012, I started working for my last office job. Let's call it that. We did that trip in California, and I remember, because at the time I was a temp and I didn't have vacation time, and I just told my boss, hey boss, I need a week off. And she thought that I had to, like, you know, it was an emergency or something like that. And I'm like, they found out that I was just going on vacation, and they didn't really like it all that much. And I had been working at that place for 6 months, and I was already taking a week off. But, you know, when wanderlust calls, you know, you have to answer. 2012, that was the Pacific Coast Highway trip. We flew to Los Angeles. We rented a car, and they gave us this huge Mercury Grand Marquis, which I called the California Cruiser. You know, it was white, so it looked even bigger. And we did a trip on the Pacific Coast Highway. We stayed a couple of nights in Los Angeles. Then we went north on the Pacific Coast Highway. It was really, really a nice trip. We went through all those little towns. We went to Big Sur, Monterey, which we didn't really see much of Monterey. All I really wanted to do in Monterey was to see the aquarium, because the Monterey Bay Aquarium was used in that movie, you know, with the whales, the Star Trek movie, The Voyage Home, Star Trek 4. And I didn't even know at the time about Canary Road and all that, Canary Road. And we also went by Carmel by the sea. We tried to do as much as possible. Of course, also on this trip, you know, staying at motels and hotels, we went up to San Francisco. We spent a couple of days in San Francisco. We went to Napa Valley. That was a lot of fun. Then up to Clear Lake, and then back to San Francisco. We went to Petaluma, because I wanted to visit the Tweet Studios, the Tweet Brick House. You know, Leo Laporte, he's one of the people who inspired me to start doing these things too. He started his podcast way back in the mid-2000s, and he started doing video podcasts. And I say, I can do videos too and put them online, and maybe people will watch. Who knows? All right, 2012, that was pretty much the only big trip in 2012. You know, I was working and I didn't have any vacations, so we didn't really do much more than that. Now, that Pacific Coast Highway trip, I don't think it happened immediately, but one day I got a bunch of views on that video, and that's when the channel kind of started taking off, even though by the end of 2012, I had 243 subs, and I made a whole $300 that year. But hey, progress, right? 2013, in February of 2013, I decided I started accruing some vacation in my new job, and I said, let's just take a couple of days, do a long weekend. I think it was like, we did it for like Valentine's Day, and we went to Las Vegas, and we rented a car. And we went to the Grand Canyon. We stayed at the Bright Angel Lodge, at a cabin there for one night. It was covered in snow. At the time, I didn't know much about weather and that sort of thing, about snow. I wasn't the seasoned traveler that I'm still not, but, you know, I'd like to think that. That was a great trip. I also posted those videos on YouTube. Even in one of the videos, in the Las Vegas video, too, at the end of the video, I show my winnings at the casino. I think it was 13 cents, And I said, I'm not much of a gambler, but I'm willing to bet that someday you guys are, many, a lot of you are going to watch my videos and this and that. And that summer, I went to Canada. We went with my parents, with Brian, with Ili, the whole family, my big Cuban family. We did a road trip from Toronto. We went down to Niagara Falls, and then we went to, we drove east. We took a cruise on the St. Lawrence River. We went to Ottawa, to Montreal, and Quebec City. That was a really nice road trip, and all of a sudden, I posted those videos and people started commenting. I'm starting getting comments, and I got so excited that at the end of the videos, if you watch like my Quebec video, at the end of the video, I'm reading comments on the video. And I'm like, people are watching. At the end of 2013, I had 1,600 subscribers on YouTube. Now comes 2014. 2014, that was the year actually that changed everything. In February, of course, we went to Mardi Gras, to New Orleans. We spent, I had been to Mardi Gras back in 1996. But I said, let's go to New Orleans, let's do Mardi Gras, but let's do the rest of New Orleans, even if it is Mardi Gras, and a lot of things are not normal in New Orleans stuff. But we spent like 5 days in New Orleans. I used half of my vacation and we went there. And that was good. That was a good trip. We had a lot of fun, Ili and I. And we flew, of course. We didn't drive. But then that spring, in the late spring, we decided to rent another RV. And we rented from El Monte, and I really wanted a short Class C because I wanted to do like Valley of the Gods and stuff. Nah, they gave me a 28 footer, which was very comfortable. Actually, it was very nice, but it wasn't as nimble as what I would have wanted. Of course, we rented that in Denver. We flew to Denver. We rented that RV. We went to the west on I-70. We visited Arches National Park in Utah, Moab. We went down to Cortez, Colorado. We went to the Cliff Dwellers. Somebody tell me Mesa Verde National Park. We went to the cliff dwellings there. Amazing. We went to the Four Corners Monument, which was a little bit of a disappointment, but it's kind of cool to put one extremity in each one of the four states: Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah. And of course, the monument apparently is not exactly at the correct point, but that's not the point, right? Most of these monuments are not at the right places anyways. And what else did we do on that trip? Oh, we went west, and that was one of the first times that I serendipitously decided to change the plans. We arrived in Page, Arizona, at Lake Powell. We had reserved the Wawip RV park, and we decided this place is amazing. We're gonna spend an extra night here. And we're going to cancel our next destination, which is the north rim of the Grand Canyon. I'm glad I did, in a sense, because we got to see the Antelope Canyon, which is it's quite an experience. We did a cruise. We took a cruise, a boat, on Lake Powell, which was very nice, too. And we got to see the Horseshoe Bend. And on that, during that trip, we got to do some of our first... real hikes. We were not hikers. I don't think I had hiked more than a mile ever. And we did the Delicate Arch hike in Arches National Park, and we did the hike to Horseshoe Bend, which was about a mile, a little less than a mile. I remember at the time it felt a lot more than that. And of course, the Horseshoe Bend has been totally revamped in the past year. Now they have a visitor center and the platform, a viewing platform, and all kinds of stuff. That year, when we returned from that trip, out west in the when we came back, we continued let me finish the story. We went to Bryce Canyon National Park. After that we kind of drove through Capitol Reef. Drove through Capitol Reef. We stayed at Goblin Valley State Park, which has all these little hoodoos. I mean, you know, all those amazing rock formations in Utah. And from there, we returned to Denver. And we stayed in Denver for another day or two, and we explored. Actually, this is what we did. We went up to Mount Evans. Actually, we stayed in the mountains the last night, and then we returned to the RV. We rented a car and we went up to Mount Evans. Mount Evans is a very narrow road, and they don't allow long RVs on that one. So we took a car, and that is the highest paved road in the United States. I even hiked all the way to the top of Mount Evans, which is over 14,000 feet. And yeah, I felt like a hiker, like I was going to do Mount Everest next. But anyway, that was the trip that really inspired us to buy our own RV finally. I mean, we had been doing a lot of research for a long time, reading books and watching. There weren't that many YouTube channels at the time, but we had read a lot of books. We were listening to a couple of podcasts. And American RVer was an early video podcast, and I don't think they're doing it anymore. But we listened to John and Kathy Huggins, Living the RV Dream, the predecessor to this podcast, and to the RV Navigator. And I had read the book from Long, Long Honeymoon. Yeah, they wrote a book before they became famous YouTubers. And I don't know if Nomadic Fanatic, I think we were watching Nomadic Fanatic at the time already. And one day, you know, I'm doing my research, and I'm like, these micro minis, you know, it's only 7 feet wide, so it kind of fits here in our driveway, and it's only 3,000 pounds dry, so I kind of can pull it with my Kia Sorento. And and we decided to go, and you probably know this story, but I'm going to tell it again. We decided to go to Fort Myers, Florida, to the dealer, to La Mesa RV, just to see it. Famous last words. And this is the thing. My dad had passed away recently, and I was in that you only live once mode. And I'm like, oh, you know, when a live event like that happens, sometimes you tend to, you know, it changes your decision making process. And I said, you know, I had a decent job. I was like, we can afford this thing. Let's just go for it. And then we bought it. And then the following week, I had to beg my boss to give me a Friday off because, you know, these people only work Monday through Friday. I didn't know that. You know, most RV dealers, they would only do a delivery Monday through Friday, that kind of thing. And we started doing RV trips. We went to the Thousand Trails in Wachula, Florida. We went to Red Coconut, which had been bucket list for us for a long time. Red Coconut RV Park, which is in Fort Myers Beach, right on the water. I think we went to Key West once. We went to Orlando. And by the end of the year, 6,800 subs. We're getting somewhere. That 2015, we went, of course, we had been going to the Tampa RV Show, by the way, like for 2 years already, straight in a row. But we decided to go back. We boondocked in the parking lot. We met John and Kathy Huggins of Living the RV Dream and their book, So You Wanna Be an RVer. I even interviewed them for the YouTube channel. And we did a lot of trips during that first year, mostly weekend trips. We were the weekend warriors. And, you know, discovering Florida in a sense. We did an international trip also that year in the early summer, in the early spring actually. I think it was in May. We went to London and Paris. And the original premise for that trip was to go to Barcelona to what was that conference? That it was for travel vloggers. I can't remember the name. It was a conference for travel bloggers, and I was like, I still wasn't in the niche of RVing. I was like, I'm gonna be a travel vlogger, and it wasn't. What was the name of that place? I won't remember now. But anyways, the year ended with 12,000 subscribers, and I'm like, oh, this thing is going somewhere. We were doubling up every year. 2016 comes, and of course we had done a couple of trips to the Florida Keys, and people seem to like those. And we went to we did that homestead video, and then we did we took 2 weeks off work and did what I called at the time the Great American Road Trip. And we went to the final destination was Chicago, but you know, it was the first kind of long-ish trip with our own RV. And we visited lots of places. We stayed, of course, a couple of days in Atlanta, Georgia. We stayed at Stone Mountain. The name escapes me sometimes. At Stone Mountain, we went up to Rock City. You know, that place in Chattanooga. We cross the Cumberland Plateau. You know, Mount Eagle, which is actually the first time that it was rough on old Kia. You know, old Kia did great towing Minitini the trailer, my Micro Mini, in flat Florida. But once we started going over the mountains, it's a totally different story. We visited Nashville, which we fell in love with. I even wrote a song about it. It's called Music City. And we went up to Louisville, Kentucky, met up with my cousin Juan for the first time in a very long time. And from there, we went up to Indiana, to Elkhart, Indiana. We visited the RV Hall of Fame. It was a great, great trip there. And then Chicago. On the way to Chicago, we also did the sand dunes, the National Lakeshore. I think it's a national park now. We spent a couple of days in Chicago, actually, because the reason we stayed in Chicago, we had read in this book that in Chicago you can boondock at the McCormick Convention Center. They have like a truck parking lot, and for like, it's not a whole lot of money, you can boondock there. So we boondocked for 2 nights there in Chicago. And then on the way back, we came down, we went to St. Louis, Missouri, Memphis, Tennessee, and we ended that trip in the Emerald Coast, which I had heard of mainly from Mike Wendland's podcast. He's always talking about the Emerald Coast, and we were able to get to reserve an oceanfront site at Camp Golf. And that was at the time the most expensive RV site we had ever been to. That's Camp Golf RV Resort in Destin, Florida. It's over $200 a night, let's just put it that way. But we decided to, you know, you only live once, we're only gonna do this once probably, unless we become filthy rich. So let's just do it, let's go for it. And in my opinion, it was kind of worth it. I really, really enjoyed staying right there, beachfront. So that was really cool. Of course, there are many other trips that we did that year, mostly weekend trips to other different places. And as the year ended, I had 22,000 subscribers on YouTube. And that was 2016. Now, 2017. In 2017, main event, sometime in March, John Huggins of Living the RV Dream podcast, he called me and he's like, you know what, we're not going to be doing the podcast anymore. We're not really traveling anymore. And would you like to continue the podcast? And what do you think I said? Yes, of course. And at the time, it was kind of scary because I didn't know exactly how I was going to do the podcast. And it wasn't the free kind of format that I have right now. But I said yes, and at the time I didn't have really much time to tackle yet another thing, but I got a sponsorship with the electric bike company, and I said yes, this is it, let's do it. And of course, that was the year that I decided to quit my job. I had been pondering quitting my job since the previous year. And it wasn't a bad job, but it wasn't something that I was all that good at, and it was not something that I liked to do. So those are two negative things, right? I realized, I'm not getting any younger. Am I going to be for the rest of my life being mediocre at a job that I don't like, or do I want to do what I really love and what I'm really good at? So. In July, on my birthday there in 2017, when I had 29,000 subs, subscribers on YouTube, I decided to quit my job and give YouTube my 100% and the podcast my 70-80% maybe. And that probably was one of the best decisions I've done in my life. So sometimes you have to take risks. And at the time, of course, YouTube wasn't making enough money to sustain, the life. But I was confident that at some point it would. That was the year that we went in August to see the solar eclipse. We went to Kentucky. We ended up in Western Kentucky near Cadiz, Kentucky, in the line by the line between the lakes. And that's when we saw the eclipse. That was a great road trip. The first time I actually traveled solo, because since I didn't have to go to the office anymore, I decided to make it a longer trip, a long-ish road trip. And the idea was that Illy had to eventually come back to Miami to work. So she would fly from somewhere. Eventually, she flew back from Charlotte. I spent a day in Charlotte with a fellow YouTuber, Brian. And he has the YouTube channel The Woods Online, and he manages the Thor group on Facebook, and really, really nice guy. And that was the first time I actually traveled solo. Very, very disconcerting, very strange. On the way back, I stopped also in Charleston, Charleston, South Carolina, lovely city, and. And then I came back to Miami. Same year. That was the year that the Keys got devastated by that hurricane. Was it Maria? Irma. Hurricane Irma. And we went down to the Keys and did a video about the hurricane. And that got a lot of views. I finally did one of another bucket list destination for me, Dry Tortugas National Park. That was another great trip. And then in the fall, I did my first solo trip, living solo from Miami. Illy met me for a couple of days in Atlanta. We had a nice time with the family. But anyway, I wanted to see the leaves turning on that trip. And I kind of did. I had to go all the way to the Blue Ridge Parkway, but I saw that and then returned to Miami. But that was the first full solo trip. By the end of 2017, I had 35,000 subscribers on YouTube. Now, 2018, January 2018, I went to the Tampa RV show. This time I stayed with the vendors, with the media, and I stayed at the Tampa show for the whole week, pretty much. And that was exactly 2 years ago. And from there, I decided, Illy stayed with me for that first part of the trip. We actually visited Tampa. We spent about a week together in the area before the Tampa show. And then she had to fly back. She was out of vacation. But that's when I did my first cross-country road trip. And this was another dream, another one of those things that it felt very emotional because I really, 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 really wanted to do that. And the idea was to do the Tampa show and then the following week do the Quartzsite RV show. I thought that the Quartzsite RV show was going to be a lot like the Tampa show, but it's not. It's just a big tent and it's like a huge flea market. It's not as much about, you know, seeing RVs, but accessories and stuff like that. And actually, that trip was great because I got to meet so many other people, so many other RVers, YouTubers. It was one of those things like in Quartzsite, Arizona, it's like a gathering of all these like-minded people, which was actually quite a thing. Yeah, the only thing that would have made it perfect if Illy would have been able to travel with me on that trip. Spring, of course, we went to Finland. Of course, my friend Petteri Vähäkangas from Finland, years before, I think probably 3 or 4 years before, had told me, if you ever come to Finland, I'm going to lend you your RV. And by this time, he actually had a small RV rental company. And I told him, hey, Petteri, you know what? I'm going to Finland. And he gave me the RV. For 2 weeks, actually, we did Finland. And that was a great trip. We did Helsinki, and then we went north of the Arctic Circle. We went into Norway as well. We went to the northernmost point in the world that you can drive to, which is in the North Cape in Norway, Nordkap in Norwegian. We went to this archipelago called Lofoten, which is one of the most beautiful places in the world, also above the Arctic Circle, so it would never get dark at night. And then we kind of drove through Sweden. We didn't do much in Sweden, and then back in Finland and explore a little more. I loved that European style RV, by the way, motorhome. It was like a 25 footer. The only thing, you know, they use cassette toilets, and I'm not quite sold on the cassette toilet. It works well for what it is, but you have to empty it too often. That's the other thing. That fall, I decided to go on a road trip to the Northeast, and that's when old Kia, my trusty tow vehicle, died in Mooresville, North Carolina. After, it's a long story that you guys have probably heard many times. By the end of the year, 62,000 subscribers, we're going somewhere, right? And then 2019, last year, which it's been quite the eventful year. Let me tell you, I did my second cross-country road trip. This time I went to the RTR in Quartzsite, Arizona. It's all kind of a blur at this point because this year I've done so much and I did two trips to the West. So they kind of blur together in my mind at this point. But just go to YouTube and there's a playlist called 2019 videos. Everything is there, and so I did that cross country road trip to the West. I did what I called the Great Loop, which is the series that you are watching on YouTube right now, I'm still in California in YouTube time, but I did a great loop. I took the whole Pacific coast. I did the Oregon coast. Went to the Washington Peninsula. I did a day trip to Victoria from Port Angeles, Washington. We went, Illy flew to Seattle, and we spent a couple of days in Seattle. We even drove up to Canada, to Vancouver, Minitini, you know, the trailer. We crossed the border for the first time. And then I went east through the Columbia River Gorge into Idaho and everywhere else. And I've been talking for 38 minutes here, so I'm gonna start wrapping it up. I wanted to read some email to you guys, but I think I got too caught up in this decade. In this decade, what do you call it? Recap. Ooh, I'm losing my train of thought, so I'm gonna quit while I'm ahead. By the way, we've finished this decade with 95,000 subscribers. We're almost there. at the 100 subscriber, 100,000 subscriber mark. So I'm really looking forward to, we're going to have a party for sure. Now, a little bit of news. I'm going to the Tampa RV show. As you probably know, I'm going to be there pretty much every day. I'm going to take advantage. And from the 15th through the 19th, Sunday the 19th, I might leave at some point. But looking forward to meeting a lot of you there at the Tampa RV show. I'm going to be there every day. And if you bump into me, just say hello. I'm going to be there mostly in the mornings until like noon or 1 p.m. You know, if you've been to the Tampa RV show, you know that you have to take advantage of your mornings because it gets really packed. It's if not the largest, it's one of the largest RV shows in the nation. And that's it for today. Remember, my podcast remains commercial free for now. But if you want to show your support, I have a Patreon page, patreon.com/travelingrobert. And for just $1 a month, you'll get early access to some of my YouTube videos, and you'll get sometimes bloopers and outtakes. And for $10 a month, I'll send you a sticker. And if for $20 a month, I'll send you a sticker, a CD, and I'll put your name at the end of my videos. So if you want to become a patron, that will be, besides, I will be eternally grateful. The only commercial really is our fair friends at Techno RV. They sell all kinds of technology for your RV, so you can also show your support. If you buy anything from them, please follow my link, travelingrobert.com/TechnoRV, so they know that I sent you. And that's all. Until next week, thank you. Thank you so much for listening, and see you on the road, because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle, because I'm free in my RV. And I'm going to leave you with this tune here called Hiking in the Valley that I wrote inspired by Death Valley National Park in California.